Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
So what happens when you get a bunch of ranchers together with a bunch of scientists and agencies? I found the answer as I attended a meeting in a remote part of western Box Elder County a few evenings ago. I was pleasantly surprised to discover much good for both wildlife and people. This was a formal meeting under the auspice of the West Box Elder Conservation Resource Management, or CRM, group, targeting greater sage-grouse recovery. It was a very informative meeting covering everything from juniper, forest removal, prescribed burns and reseeding, and to enhance range for cattle, birds, and wildlife, and also reintroduction of beaver. I learned that due to wildfire suppression, which is essential to maintaining healthy range conditions, juniper forests have replaced thousands of acres of grasses, forbs, and sage steppe communities. I was also informed that pinyon pine will be preserved, honoring Native American traditions, which is central to their culture and diet. In addition to this work, the group addresses general rangeland conditions and invasive species. The CRM is planning wetland and riparian improvements that will provide resting, feeding, and nesting sites for migrating birds. Fencing has been put around key springs and off-site water sources have been developed. The reintroduction of beaver to the streams will help the extremely limited water supply by slowing the spring runoff, stabilizing the stream banks, and raising the water table. There was a lively exchange regarding a paper published in a respected science journal by USU authors addressing grazing impacts on grouse populations. The greater sage grouse has become a species of special concern due to plummeting populations and is considered an umbrella species, being its recovery should be paralleled by other sensitive faunal species. A statement in the paper's abstract, "Our meta-analysis revealed an overall negative effect of livestock grazing on grouse populations," raised some red flags with the ranching community. Reading further, this study was conducted on a different grouse species in the United Kingdom. There appeared to be a peaceful resolution to this concern, an agreement that future abstract wording would get more scrutiny before published. I also learned the verdict is still out on grazing impacts on greater sage grouse. Intense research is underway in this CRM attempting to find answers. My prediction is with all of the range restoration activity combined with well-managed grazing will eventually result in higher grouse populations. This good work has not gone unrecognized. In 2016, the West Box Elder CRM was presented with the Sage Grouse Habitat Stewardship Collaborative Award from the Bureau of Land Management as an example of a community-based land stewardship organization that is committed, engaged, and active across land ownership boundaries. A tip of the hat to all interests in this remarkable effort. This is Jack Green writing and reading for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.